Hi, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Amy. May I have your name, please? Hi, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Amy. May I please have your name?
Frances Miller. I'm a customer of yours, and I did call over a week ago, and your colleague said she needed to pass on. I need to change an address, and I did once before, but I live in Pennsylvania, but I'm in Arizona, but we moved to a different apartment, and no one called me back.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll look that up for you. Okay, so may I have your zip code, please?
Well, the permanent address.
The one that was on the account?
17543.
And that's Frances Miller?
Correct. And you said you were sending it to Phoenix, Arizona, but we moved from that apartment to one in Scottsdale. And the person didn't want to take the information and pass it on. She wanted me to talk to whoever the other person. But I waited over a week, and I don't know if you have any notes in there.
I'm actually not locating an account for you with that zip code.
Okay, then do the one that was, let me think of the 85018 you were sending it to. That's where you were sending it when I changed it. The billing is the first zip code. 85018.
Okay. Still not locating anything, so let me try something different here.
It was let me think of the address. It's similar to the one I live at. 3404 the East Campbell Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85018. That's where you sent the last vitamin D to me.
Okay, so let's see.
And are you spelling Francis?
Well, I haven't gotten to the point where I can even start look at it yet. I'm just gonna have to try something else. So if you'll give me just a moment. Thanks for your patience.
Sure, take your time.
Okay.
I'm a long-time customer. I think I've been ordering for at least 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's not your fault. It's we've been having some.
Oh, it's just on. Okay.
It's a system error, so it's no problem. It's just going to take me a few minutes to get it pulled up another way.
So that's fine.
Appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Everything disappears in there. I do everything personally.
Yeah.
It's nice to get a live person, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's get this going again. So let's see here. Miller. Is that M-I-L-L-E-R?
Right, and Francis is F-R-A-N-C-E-S.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Let's see here. Okay, so give me just a minute. I'm going to search a little, see how many accounts we have, quite a few, because the zip code wasn't really helping us out. Let's see.
Unless the person looked up somebody else and they called them. I mean, I thought I was pretty specific.
No, it's not your fault. It's I'm having to go look for your account in a manner that's takes a long time. So
okay, the last thing I received was the vitamin D3. That's what was sent to me.
Just looking for your name now through all these Millers. So what's
I know. Probably not related to any of them. Maybe if you do the DNA, my husband's family is.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's do the zip codes again since I've got the correct system pulled up.
The billing system is...
we'll take the shipping.
The other one. Okay, 85. That one was 85018.
I'm sorry, the phone cut out on us. 8510. 85108.
Correct.
Still nothing. Okay. What's the other zip code, please?
85253.
Okay.
I don't think I gave that to her because she didn't want to take it.
No. Okay, so then we're just going to have to go the long way around and just look through all the
I think I received the vitamin D in March. They sent it to me in March. So it's pretty recent.
Yeah.
But okay. it went back to you, and then it had to be resent.
Okay. All right. So I need to pull up this account. So you'll just bear with me here. I've just got to look through each of them, okay? Just got to find your name. Do apologize, but this point is the only option we've got here. So we're looking for Miss Frances. Let's see here.
Uh-huh. And it's Frances. Okay. Not IS, because I'm a female.
Gotcha. Thank you. Okay, still looking. So.
Do you want? Oh, you know, in the other room, I have a one of your bills. Hold on. Would a number on the billing do anything for you?
Maybe we can try that.
Okay. Hold on. I gotta go in the desk. Yeah, are you still there? Because my phone is, yeah, it's beeping. Okay.
Well, let me just continue the search here. I'm almost kind of done with these. Let's see, because that.
Here. You have me under Frances D. Miller. That's my middle initial.
Okay.
And then you have 433 Settlers Drive. And the town is called Lititz, Lititz, Pennsylvania, 17543. Let's see when this.
Oh, so that's the zip code, 17543?
Yeah, that's the billing address. That's not where you're going to ship. I mean, you shipped there before,
right.
But I'm going to be in Arizona when the next thing goes out. Let's see, what date was this one? I'm looking at that one. And this shipment went back to Canal Street in Lewistown. Then I had to reorder it because it wasn't forwarded.
Okay, I'm still looking here.
Do I have an account number or a code number?
I'm not sure. Is it on the bill?
They have a product code. They have the item. And then the order number was OM1718630. And that was that's a long time ago. That was 7/20/2018. Because I'm in Pennsylvania now. I'm not in Arizona, so I don't have the most current one, but that to me. Then you have a web number.
Well, it's not Francine at all, is it?
It's what?
No. Not Francine by any chance, is it?
No, it's Frances D. Miller. You have it twice. They have it typed in twice. Frances D. Miller.
There, I think we have it. Could you please verify the address?
Okay, the billing is 433 Settlers Drive in Lititz, Pennsylvania, 17543. That's the billing.
I've got 504 Ridgewood.
No, that's not me.
Okay, great. Well, let's go back and do it again here. Oh, boy. All right, actually, yeah. So we're probably going to have to transfer you over to a supervisor.
Okay, and the other, I gave the person on my credit card, because when you fly, I don't know where you're located, but in Pennsylvania, listen to how stupid this is. I went to renew my driver's license, so they changed it for flying, okay? You want to fly. Mm-hmm. You have to bring your birth certificate, your passport, your social security card. Now, what name is on your birth certificate? Your first name, your middle name, and your maiden name, right?
Right.
And what's on your passport? Your first name, your maiden name, and your married name. So they changed my ID to my first name, my maiden name, my married name. So on my credit card, because it has to match, my name, look up this, Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, my maiden name, Comer, C-O-M-E-R, Miller. Maybe it'll come up that way. Just try that. Because otherwise I couldn't fly. Now, whoever thought of that? So half my things are with my maiden name, and half my things are with my middle name or initial. Whoever thought that up? Because I just called,
Yeah, but I'm going to get you transferred over to a supervisor because it's taking far too much of your time. No problem.
Remain on the line.
We'll get you transferred. You too. Remain on the line. There'll be a brief silence followed by music.
That's
and you'll be transferred, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.